Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our goal each weekday morning in preparing these messages, and we're doing it rather early today, is to encourage. Today's message is especially needed. It's titled, Not in Vain. The scripture text is taken from a portion of 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Yesterday I made several hospital visits and spent some time at the bedside of a young lady in her teens who was in a serious car accident on Saturday. Her mother and grandmother were beside her, gently stroking her hands, assuring her of their presence and love. Well, the mother updated me concerning her condition before I prayed, and we left that room.
Effectively ministering to one in a coma or unresponsive state can be very awkward. Generally, our conversation flows easily when we speak, it's heard by the listener, and then given a response. We're usually able to determine the effectiveness of our visit this way. But when the patient gives no indication that they are even aware of our presence, it becomes a very distressing time for visitors and the loved ones standing by.
One of our long-term favorite ministries is Johnny and Friends. Many of you are aware that Johnny is a quadriplegic due to a diving accident in the Chesapeake Bay when she was just 17 years old. But she has overcome her disability with such an incredibly positive outlook on life, and she has impacted scores of people all around the world with the gospel message she enthusiastically shares. I just looked her up on her site. And she will soon be 60 years old and endures a great deal of pain day and night due to her disability. Yet she maintains the spunk and vibrancy of a much younger person. My experience yesterday brought to mind a story Johnny told of a couple who have an interesting ministry, a coma ministry.
This dedicated couple travels to hospitals and rehabs where patients, due to head injuries or strokes, are in comas. They sing with the accompaniment of a guitar, make physical contact with the patients, and over the period of 30 minutes, they worship God through song, scripture reading, and prayer. Some of the coma victims show slight responses to their compassionate ministry, but in most cases, their impact is merely a matter of faith and obedience to God.
Well, I must say I frankly marvel at this kind of ministry. I like to see immediate results in my service for Christ. I like to see souls that are saved, people that are encouraged, relationships that are restored, lives that are impacted.
Well, today many of you are involved in service for Christ. Some of you are seeing results, and that's great. But some of you feel like you're butting your head up against a stump, as a history professor would often say, and sometimes he would demonstrate it as he hit his head against the wall in a rather charming sort of way when we went to college.
Brother Henderson was his name.
But nothing seems to be happening for you, and you're enduring even serious opposition. Maybe today you're discouraged.
Well, today's scripture portion is a timeless truth for servants of God. For many years, I would classify it among my life verses in its entirety. But today, I just consider that phrase, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Well, this dear couple we referred to with a ministry called a stroke patients, it's not wasting their time as they seek to obey the Lord. In fact, when the final accounting comes, I believe we'll learn that they use their time far better than so many of us. Above all, let us all stay faithful to our call to serve God and leave the results to Him, knowing indeed that our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the example of this dedicated couple who ministers to coma patients, unable to communicate or make physical contact with those around them. What a tremendous blessing to know that you've given this couple the ministry of reaching seemingly unreachable individuals. When we look at the outward appearance, we see only an unresponsive and often shriveled up shell. But we are reassured by Scripture that you look beyond the outward person and your spirit enters the inward heart. We pray for family members of coma patients regarding that are reading our devotional today, or maybe some even listening today, that you would fill them with renewed hope. We're confident that your spiritual touch surpasses any procedure or treatment that doctors or nurses can administer. Even in the midst of doing physical battle with our bodies, our spirits can soar to places where the body cannot while abiding here on earth, in the very presence of Jesus. Would you minister your healing to the brokenhearted as you bind up their spiritual and physical wounds? In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksie. A little bit longer than a normally prayer, but I know prepared from her heart today. And we do know that our readers and listeners come from a variety of different backgrounds and needs at any given time they read or listen to the message. And it's probably is likely that there are some reading this today that have a loved one in a coma type or unresponsive type state. May God especially encourage you, but in a general way, our prayer is that every one of you that are serving the Lord will be encouraged today to keep on serving Christ. And by the way, if you're not serving God, perhaps for some other reason you've come across our message, may today be the day that you turn to Christ as your Savior and Lord and commit your life to serving Him, receiving the wonderful forgiveness He offers for our sin. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We point that out each day because we do share photos and supplemental music, which we have on the site today. However, at the time I prepare the audio, I just have one photo, and it's not really related to our message. It's a photo of a beautiful old grist mill in Cumberland County, a county west of us. Actually, I think it would be two counties west of us that we passed along a stream. And I took that photo one beautiful day, about a year ago actually, and it's posted on the website. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. So if you're reading or listening to the message at any time other than that day, you'll just need to go to the previous message button or archives to that date. Well, thank you for joining us today. May God fill your hearts with encouragement.